If you have your Bible, turn tonight to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Now we're going to begin reading this evening at verse 16, but we're going to go back and read some more. And I want to tie this together because we need to see where Paul is tonight. Amen. Paul was a place, and he's a place here, and he's about to finish up. And I believe we're in a place tonight that we're just about, all we like is finishing up. Amen. Then we're going to go home to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with Him. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 16. The Bible says, "The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he might find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well." I want to preach on this thought tonight, if God will be my help for a few minutes, on often refreshed. Often refreshed. As we see this in Paul's writing here, he said, "The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me." Amen. And as I thought of this, I thought of Paul's life here and where Paul was at. And he was, as we said, he's a finishing up. This is the last book that he would write, 2 Timothy, as he writes to Timothy. And he's writing to Timothy. He's trying to close out the book of his life. And he's putting it out there. And he said, "Timothy, this is where you need to be." And you know, in the beginning, he was talking to young Timothy, who was able to lead the Lord. He was able to come into Timothy's life and be a mentor for Timothy. And he goes back in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and he's talking to Timothy about that good thing of God. And he says, in verse 4, he says, "Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy." Amen. Paul said, it's my joy, it's my expectation. He said, "Timothy, I want to see you. I want to see how far you've come. I want to see what you've become, amen, since I've left you." Amen. I want to say, glory be to God. Hey, it ain't nothing about like seeing where a child of God has become, where they come from and where they're going to. What an exciting thing that is. As we look around here and we see folks that's getting a little bit closer and getting in, amen, and becoming part of something that's a whole lot bigger than what we are. Amen. He goes on and said, "For when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith as in thee, which dwelt in the first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I'm persuaded in thee." He said, there's a faith, praise God. It's not put on. Amen. He said, "You've got a heritage, praise God, in the Lord, and God is God has been the biggest part of your life, and you know who He is, and what you're doing, what you're saying, what's coming out of you, praise God. It's not make-believe." Amen. Praise God, I don't want to have nothing that's make-believe. I want it to be real because my God's real. Amen. And he said, "What's coming out of you, Timothy, praise God?" He said, it's real. It's that'll stand. He said, "Wherefore I put in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by to put it on my hands." Amen. He said, "I come along." He said, "I encourage you." Amen. Paul said, "I had often refreshment. And I passed it out in a liberal fashion. Timothy, when I was there, I refreshed you in the Lord. I encouraged you. I lifted you up. I pointed you away. I give you the help, amen, that God was giving me. I didn't hold it back, amen. But he said, I was willing to share it wherever I went." Amen. He said, "Remembering how praise God, the touch of God was there. Amen. When we met together, how real it was. It was like God had just come down, amen, and he was meeting with us, and he was helping us, and he was encouraging, and he was showing us, and he was teaching us, and instructing us, and praise God, we was just eating it up." Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul said, I was really having me a time. He said, "You were too." Amen. He said, "We were enjoying the things in the Lord. And we was coming together, and boy, said, it was getting good." He said, "We was liking it." He said, "God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." He said, "Praise God, we was just enjoying that power that God was pouring out on us." Amen. I like it when the power of the Spirit moves upon you, praise God. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't feel that a whole lot of times." Amen, a whole lot of times we don't. But I tell you what, you get the praise in God and I guarantee you the feeling to come. Amen. You can't get the praise and rejoicing in the good God of heaven, amen, that the Spirit of God don't recognize that. Amen. Let me tell you, you get the molly grubs. You get them early grubs and you just lift up your hand, praise God, and just begin to praise the Lord. Say, glory be to God in the highest. Lord, you know where I'm at, but glory to God, I'm glad you're real.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad you're on the throne, praise God. I'm glad that you're the one still in control. I'm glad the one you're still leading and guiding and instructing, praise God, in the way that we need to go. And I'm glad that you are my God.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Praise God. You know what happens? The devil can do nothing with that. Amen. What you do when you do that, you know, Brother Chris, you outrun the flesh. Amen. You leave it back there sitting in the mully grub, praise God. You get in a place that's bigger and better than that. Amen. And the devil and the flesh can't do nothing about it. And you just take you a little season of rejoicing, a little season of restoration, a little season of revival, praise God, all for you. Amen. I don't know about you, I enjoy that. I enjoy a season of just getting along with God. I enjoy a season, praise God, of God coming by on purpose. Amen. All the fear's gone. All the apprehension gone. Why? Because a power that's bigger than the fear, a power that's bigger than the apprehension, it comes on the scene. And all that little me has to fly away. Amen. You ever have a little me moment? Oh, me. Yeah. I say, did you ever have a little me moment? Amen. Where you feel you're like you're about that big in God. Amen. But then God shows up. Amen. He comes right in where you are. All of a sudden, amen, unexpectedly, He shows up. Have you ever noticed when God shows up, things begin to happen? Can't help it. That's just the way it does, the way it happens. When God shows up, things begin to happen. We begin to get excited. We begin to get encouraged. We begin to get stirred up. Amen. Paul said, Timothy, just stir yourself up, praise God. He said, now Paul's talking about these things that's coming. He said, there's apostasy and everything else coming. Amen. He said, these things coming, it's contrary to the Word of God, but praise God, don't worry about that. Just stir yourself up and what's right.
Amen.
God will begin to bless you and help you and encourage you in so many ways, praise God. You'll have to like one of them. And you'll have a direction you grab a hold of and go. And praise God, it'll be pleasing in your life and it'll be pleasing to God. And when you get there, you'll know you've been somewhere. Amen. I'd hate to end up my life and say, well, I don't know that I ever went nowhere. Don't know that I ever accomplished anything. Amen. But praise God, if you finish for the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll finish well. The course we're on. He said, don't be fearful. He said, we're not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Amen. He said, all about that taking control, praise God, allowing God to have control of your life. So be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Amen. Don't ever be afraid and ashamed to brag on Jesus. Amen. Never be ashamed to brag on Jesus. You get the bragging on Jesus, praise God, you'll get the feeling good down inside.
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, people won't like that. The world don't like that. They, praise God, they probably won't. But I will tell you, there's one in glory that will. Amen. There's a Savior and a Lord Jesus Christ who's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and you get to brag and magnify in His name. Praise God, He'll be happy with it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Be not thou therefore ashamed to testify, Lord, nor of me, His prisoner. Amen. Paul said, listen, Timothy, don't worry about these chains. He said, God's a holding me right where He wants me to be. Amen. Sometimes we get bound down. Sometimes things is holding us down. But praise God, we can make the best of a bad situation. Amen. I talked to the teenagers last Sunday morning. And we talked and we instructed, we looked at that, when our environment's not that, it's cohesive to what we want, praise God, what we gotta do is just change our environment. Amen. Begin to change what we can for the glory of God. Begin to give the Lord praise, amen, because He's God. And because He is a helper to give us that we need. But never be ashamed. He said, don't be ashamed of my chains. He said, God's got me right where He wants me to use me for His glory. You know what he done? He took Paul and he set him down with old Dr. Luke and allowed him to pen down these epistles. So that we would have them, amen, as a guideline for the day and the hour, the church age, the day of grace, so that we could give God glory, so we could receive help from the throne of grace. He said, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. There's affliction in the gospel. Amen. Everybody won't love it. Everybody won't love your church. Amen. Everybody won't love you coming here. You probably got family members saying, I don't know why you go up there. Amen. I don't know why you go up there. I don't know why you want to go to church. I don't know why you do what you do. Amen. I want to say, glory be to God. There's a God of heaven, amen, who's real and alive and who's moving. And He's there to help us, amen, in every aspect of our life. He's there.
Amen.
Amen. And He'll guide us through where we need to be. Amen. We don't need nobody else. Amen. And what, no matter what they think about us, praise God, it don't change Him who He is. He's still God. And He always will be God. See, if we realize tonight that we're serving an unchanging God. Amen. And no matter what we do or where we go, He still loves us. Now, He may not love what we do. He may not even like what we do. But He still loves us. Amen. Praise God. And He said when we're partakers of these afflictions. Amen. Praise God. We do it because for gospel's sake. Because it empowers us. God empowers us to be overcomers. He said, who hath saved us? Who? God did. The power of God come down to us through the Lord Jesus Christ and saved us. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling. Now right here is where we need to part just a minute. Amen. He called us with a holy calling. He said the holy hand of God come down to where we was. And the holy hand of God touched us where we were. And the holy hand of God had changed us from who we were to what we can be. And the holy hand of God manifests itself to us. Amen. Do you remember the day, the night, the evening, the morning you got saved?
Yeah.
You remember how the power of God come down upon you and God began to touch you?
Mm-hmm.
How God began to lift you up, amen? God began to take you and put you into places, praise God, that you never thought you would be.
Yeah.
Now, listen, there's not one of us here. If they'd ask you, somebody asked you back when you was a teenager, bebopper, just bopping around, cruising Patton Avenue on Friday nights and all that stuff. And ask you where you told you that one day on a Sunday night, amen, that you was going to be sitting at Stony Fort Baptist Church worshiping the Lord. Amen. You'd said, man, you're crazy. Amen. But he said there was a power that came upon our life and it made a difference. The power. Holy calling. Not according to our work, but according to His own purpose and grace which was given us in Christ Jesus. Now, God had a plan, He said, before the world began. Amen. Before the world began, God already had a plan. Amen. See, God's never got caught off guard. Man's fallen in the garden didn't take Him by surprise. That's why He made us for free moral agents. He put us there and He said, look, He said, these are the rules, the stipulations, the guideline that you've got to go by. Amen. But man, because of his flesh, he rose up and said, well, you know, if I was just a little more like God, amen, pride, the lust eye, the pride of life, amen, it rose up. And God made provision even for that. But he said, it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, brought life, immortality, light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and a gospel, and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Paul said, it's my appointment to preach the gospel. He said, it's my calling, amen, to minister the word of God. It's my calling. It's what God wants me to do, amen, in my life is to do that He bid me to do. He said, for which cause I also suffer these things. He said, that's why, he said, amen, he said, that's why I'm wearing these chains. He said, that's why I've been persecuted. That's why I've been stoned, drug out, city, and left for dead. Amen. But he said, to God be the glory. But he goes on and says, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. He said, I'm not ashamed of what I've done. I'm not ashamed of God moving my heart. I'm not ashamed of God saving me. I'm not ashamed of what God's doing in my life. I'm not ashamed of what God wants me to do with my life. Amen. There was a time in my life, if somebody said, Jeffrey, you're going to go to a church and you're going to stand and you're going to preach and you're going to give the gospel, and I'd said, you're out of your mind. You ain't got good sense. I mean, I'd take an F in English class. So I didn't have to get up and give an oral book report. I didn't want to stand in front of people, praise God. I said, you've lost your mind. I said, ain't no way. But God Almighty come down to me one day and He said, hey, listen, I could use a fellow like you. For a long time, I couldn't believe it. I said, Lord, have you looked at me? I know you see all, but are you really talking to me? I thought for a while, I said, man, this can't be. Why would God pick me? But you know what? He did. Amen. He chose me. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. But Paul says, for I know. What did Paul know? He knew that God had called him. He knew that God had offered up a son. He knew that God had made provision through grace. He sent the Lord Jesus Christ before the world began. He said that he knew. Amen. He said that Jesus Christ was made manifest. He knew that Jesus Christ was the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, that He would abolish death, that He had brought life, amen, and immortality to men. See, people all the time say, well, you know what? One day you're going to die. I say, no, I'm never going to die. I'm going to live forever.
Yeah. Amen.
I've had more people look at me like I'd lost my mind, Brother Bill. Amen. They'd say, man, you're crazy. Everybody's going to die. This old flesh will fade away. Praise God, they may bury it one day, but glory be to God, my soul's going to live forever.
Amen.
In the present, and I'm going to live in a good place. You know, there is a difference. There is a hell, amen, and it's real, and it's hot, and it's bad, and it's nasty, and it's stinky, and it's rotten, and it's no account, amen. But I ain't going there. Because I've made my call and election. Sure, I'm saved. I've been sealed. Amen. There's a promise been made. I'm going to wait for my glorious redemption when Jesus comes to get me.
Amen.
I'm going to go be with Him. I believe with all my heart. Why? Because I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to keep me. Amen. I can't keep myself. Hello, look at me just a minute. If it's up to me, if it's up to my flesh, Brother Rick, I might not make it back to church next Sunday morning.
Yeah, right.
Amen?
Amen.
He said, well, preacher, you're the preacher. I still live in a body of clay. Amen? And if it was up to me, I might not make it back Sunday morning, but because I serve the Most High God, amen, I'm going to do my best to be pleasing to Him. I'm going to say, Lord, help me to get up and go one more time.
Yeah.
Amen. That He might receive the glory. And what I do when I leave here tonight before I pillow my head, Brother Bud, I'm going to say, Lord, thank You for getting me there one more time. Well, I can just lift up my hands and say, thank You, Jesus. What a Savior, what a Lord, what a help. Amen. He allowed me one more time to make it back to the house of God. Amen. And I might give Him glory because I know whom I've believed. And I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. See, what have I committed? I've committed my life to Him. Amen? Have you made a commitment to Him? Have you committed yourself to Him? Have you said, Lord, here am I? Isaiah said, Lord, here am I. Send me. Amen? Sometimes we do that and then we say, oh my, why me? Amen? Send me, why me, Lord? Amen. You get down the road a little ways, you're saying, Lord, how long? Amen. I ain't got much help over here. Paul was in the same situation. Amen. He said, I've committed everything to God. I've made my call sure. He said, I've saved. I've entrusted Him. He said, Timothy, I've entrusted everything to God. He said, I know in whom I believed. And he said, even though I don't understand all the time, he said, I know God's got this. Sometimes in our life, sometimes in my life, I don't understand all that's going on. But I just have to pray and I just have to believe that God's got this. Amen. That God is in control. God is doing things. Amen. Even when I'm frantic, I'm panicking, I'm fearful, and I'm a praying, I'm a begging, I'm a crying, I'm a pleading. But God has got this. Amen. I said, Lord, please God, that your will be done. Amen. That's all I can do. Say, oh God, please, your will be done for your glory. Amen. God, I pray you take this situation and God, use it for your glory. God, you fix this because I can't. I'm not able, but you can. Amen. Paul was in this same situation. He told Timothy, he said, just hold fast to form a sound word. He said, hold on to that good doctrine, that good biblical instruction and teaching, praise God, that'll get you through. That'll give you that soundness to build upon. So hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. He's just to keep your faith. Amen. And just love and love each other and love the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. He said, praise God. He said, you're not in this alone, Timothy. He said, there's a Holy Spirit of God that's there with you. Amen. There's a Holy Spirit of God that's there in you. And if you've been born again, the Holy Spirit of God, He'll take you and He'll love you and encourage you and He'll take you through things and He'll bring you out the other side and He'll give you that joy and peace and what? Happiness in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit of God. So Paul says, don't be discouraged, Timothy. Don't be dissuaded, even though apostasy's coming, even though those people's getting caught up in legalism and unbelief. He said, don't you go there, pray God. Just keep believing in God. Paul was in a point in his life. He said, you know what? He said, folks has left me. He said, there's nobody left. He said, it seems like I'm here all by myself. I guess it would be that way if you locked up in a dungeon in chains. Amen. I praise God through a little old ray of light that was coming through a window. Oh, he'd tell Dr. Luke and Dr. Luke would pin him down. He said, thus says the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Hey, when you're seeing the hand of God, amen, it's hard to be discouraged. Amen. Praise the Lord. He reached out of the dungeon. He reached through the chains, praise God, and pinned down hope. Amen. Christ Jesus our Lord. But Paul, he said, you know what? They've all forsaken me. There's nobody left around. You ever feel all alone? Amen. We all do, don't we? We all feel alone. Sometimes we all feel like nobody cares. Nobody's around. We don't have no help. Oh, me. Anybody ever feel like that?
Amen.
Does anybody ever feel like that?
Amen.
Amen. We all do. Sometimes it comes to the point, it seems like everybody's forsaken. Everybody's run off and left us. There's nobody around that cares. But I want to say here equivocally today, God cares. God cares and God loves you and He'll be there for you. Paul says in verse 15, he says, this thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Pagellus and Hermogenes. Amen. He said, everybody that was around, everybody here, he said, they're gone. He said, I look around and there's nobody there. He says in verse 10, he said, do thy diligence, verse 9, to come unto me. And he said, for Demas hath forsaken me. Chapter 4, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world and is departed unto Thessalonica. Crescens unto Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. He said, take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to the ministry. He said, and Tychius have I sent to Ephesus. Amen. Plus I look around and he said, there's nobody there. He says in verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Amen. Well, first he says in verse 14, he said, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. He said, God knows what he did. Amen. He said, God, you reward him according to his works. But then he goes on down in verse 16. And he says, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. And I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Paul said, I looked around and Brother Buddy said, there's nobody around. All my friends, everybody, they've forsaken me. They're gone. And I have nobody. Amen. You ever look around and it seems like there's nobody there? Amen. Seems like you don't have nobody. You couldn't find a friend if you paid them. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've never been that way. God bless your heart. You've been lucky. You've been fortunate. I mean, I've had times in my life I've looked around and there wasn't nobody there. Amen. There wasn't nobody there. I mean, there was no one. Amen. It seemed like the whole world had forsaken us. But God Almighty was still there. Amen. I mean, there's been times even my wife wasn't there. Amen. Maybe she was off somewhere doing something. But I was there and there wasn't nobody there in my life. And I looked around and I said, God, help. But he said, hey, you know what? But he said, God said, I'll be there with you. And he said, before long, if you just wait, he said, I'll send somebody to encourage your heart. Amen. And he does that on purpose. But Paul here in chapter 1, he said, you know what? He said, I was there and it seemed like everyone had forsaken me. Everybody had gone off to do their own thing. Amen. Well, we're busy, aren't we? Amen. Everybody's got lots of different directions that we're going. He said, it seemed like everybody had their own thing going on. And Paul said, here I was, and he said, I couldn't go out and do my thing because I was bound up in chains. Amen. These people in this world that's bound up, they're bound up in just as if they were in chains. And it's like they don't have nobody. I want to say praise God. He said, Paul said, I was here, and he said, the Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, because that brother showed up. Amen. He said, just about the time, he said, I thought it was done. He said, I couldn't figure nothing out. He said, I was just preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, there's nothing else to preach but preach the gospel to lift up the name of a crucified Savior. And he said, nobody liked it. Nobody seemed to want it. But I just kept preaching and telling it and telling it. It seemed like nobody cared. Nobody was around. Nobody loved me. Nobody cared for me. But praise God, Onesiphorus showed up.
Amen.
I think it's pretty amazing here because the Bible only mentions Onesiphorus two times. And both of them is in 2 Timothy. Right here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 2 Timothy chapter 4 when he's just asked and prayed God just to bless his household. Amen. Didn't build a great big name for himself, but praise God he was there when he was needed. He was there when he needed to be. Paul said, this fellow, praise God, this Onesiphorus, he often refreshed me. Amen. He said this, praise God, amen. Now he's told all this, he's fixing this thing up. He said, it seems like I would be in discouraging, despairing times. Praise God. And about that time there'd be somebody say, hey, listen, you got a visitor. It always amazed me. It always amazed me that in the Word of God, they never forbid visitors to visit Paul. Amen. Never did. Most time in prison, when you're locked up in a dungeon, praise God, it's not like people are coming to visit every day. Number one, most people don't want to go to an old, nasty, dirty dungeon. Amen? And if you got any friends, amen, they probably forsake you when you get locked up. Hello? Amen? Amen? Praise God, it don't matter what you did. If you get locked up, praise God, they'll say, you on your own, buddy. My daddy told me that one time when I was a kid, Blake. My daddy said, son, you ever get locked up, you're on your own. He said, you'll have to get out. He said, I didn't put you in there. I'm not going to get you out. Hey, man, that scared me to death. You ever heard the old expression, scared straight? Hey, man. Every time something's going on, praise God, the law showed up, I was at top-notch order. Because I know if they hauled me downtown, my daddy wasn't coming. Amen. I got into it, I would have had got out of it. Nobody wants to be around you when you're locked up. Nobody wants to be around you when you're having a hard time. But Paul said, praise God. He said, Lord, give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus. He said, praise God, because he often refreshed me. He said, Onesiphorus, when everybody else had forsaken me, when nobody else was around, he said, I had a friend in Onesiphorus. He'd show up, praise God, just about the time I was about to go down, just about the time gloom would set in, Onesiphorus would show up, and he would refresh me. I believe old Onesiphorus was full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe when Onesiphorus showed up, praise God, I believe heaven came down. Amen. Oh, my goodness. To have a friend like Onesiphorus. Amen. To have a friend, praise God, to get to rejoice in the Lord in heaven come down. Praise God. It don't get no better. He said, He oft refreshed me. Often. Amen. He said, about the time, praise God, I'd get the mully grubs, all Onesiphorus has come along. Praise God, he'd get to talking to him about the Lord. He'd say, Paul, let me tell you what's happening over at Ephesus. Let me tell you what's going on. Praise God, amen. Them idols and things that they was looking to, praise God, they put them away. They put them in the back of a closet somewhere and they're worshiping God. Amen. He said, Paul, all your work is not for naught. Amen. People still loving God. They're still loving the Lord. They're still seeking the face of a holy God. Said, He oft refreshed me. Said, and was not ashamed of my chain. Amen. See, me and you would, when they get locked up, we kind of say, well, you know. They say, well, you know such and such. And you say, man, I don't know if I know them or not. What'd they do? What'd they get into now? Said, they over at the jailhouse. Say, I don't believe I know Rex Hoagland. Yeah, where's them friends now? Amen. Nowhere to be found. And all he was over at the sheriff's department trying to file a thing where something got taken. Amen. Somebody ripped him off. But you know what we'll do? We'll think the worst. Mm-hmm. Ah, goodness, there he goes again. Amen. So I knew it. Too good to be true. Amen. But you know what Onesiphorus said? He said, praise God. Paul said, he wasn't ashamed of my chain. He knew I was in bed. He said, he knew that I was bound up to Christ. Amen. He knew I'd bound up for Christ and he wasn't ashamed of it. Amen. Praise God. And said, he come by on purpose. Amen. Said, he wasn't afraid. You know, his fear could have been there. That fear, praise God, if I go over there, they'll lock me up too. Amen. That's why we want to stay away from those places that have bars. Amen. Because if you ain't doing something that deserved it now, you have. Amen. You look back and you say, well, praise God, somebody look back and see my record. I better not go over there. I was afraid to go over there and get my handgun permit, my concealed carry. I was afraid they might find out who I was. Amen. Well, praise God. I tell you what, I'm glad that there's a God of heaven. And I'm glad there's some people like Onesiphorus who will refresh us in the Lord. Amen. When all of his other friends had forsaken him, Onesiphorus said, Paul, I got you back, buddy. I love you. I'm come to, praise God, just right on time. He showed up and he said, Paul, I love you, son. Lord, you can't believe what's happening out here. He said, let me fill you in. Amen. God began to just bless God, and he done it on purpose. Amen. The Bible says here, but when he was in Rome, he sought me out with very diligently and found me. Brother John, I believe Onesiphorus, I believe he made an excuse to go to Rome. Amen. He said, there's got to be some reason to go to Rome. Amen. He said, yeah, my old buddy Paul's up there. Amen. He said, I guess I better go by and check on him. Amen. He said, I better go by and just see where he's at today. Amen. So he goes by. He diligently shook him out. He shook him out on purpose, purposely looked for God. Amen. Looked for God's man to be a blessing. To lift him up out of the dungeon. Amen. Out of the despair, out of the anguish, out of the anxiety, out of all. He knew, Paul knew where he was headed. He was headed to the chopping block. Amen. Amen. The guillotine's going to fall before long, praise God. He was going to be out of here. But he said, Onesiphorus, praise God, he oft refreshed me. He come by on purpose, praise God. He planned it. And he come to where Paul was. He didn't worry about persecution. He didn't worry about the ridicule. You know what? Sometimes if we ain't careful, we'll say, well, you know what? If I'm a good brother and sister to them, what will people say? They say, praise God, you are what you're to be. Amen. The Bible says we're supposed to love each other, care for each other, help each other, encourage each other. We're supposed to refresh each other. Amen. In the Lord. So he said he come. He put forth that effort. Amen. He said, but when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently. He went up there and he went to knocking on doors. Amen. And they come to the door and he said, hey, have you seen Paul? Who? Paul of Tarsus. Have you seen him? Oh yeah, he's down there at the such and such. He'd go down there and hey, what do you need, buddy? He said, I'm looking for Paul. Paul, that old preacher. Yeah, they got him locked up down there in the dungeon. Praise God. The Bible said they sought him diligently. He sought him on purpose, amen, that he might find him, that he might lift him up, that he might encourage him in the Lord. He sought him diligently. He sought him on purpose, amen. He sought him faithfully, and he sought him earnestly. Amen. You know what earnestness is? Earnestness is power and action. Amen. He sought him with power, and he went to see him, and he sought him on purpose, praise God. And when he found him, praise God, he said, there he was. Amen. He earnestly lifted him up. He earnestly encouraged him in the Lord. He began to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in front of Paul, and Paul began to be refreshed. It was a time of refreshment. Amen. Praise God. And said, and he sought me very diligently, and found me. You know what he said? What he's saying here, brother? He said, he didn't give up on me. Amen. He said, he didn't give up on me. I'm glad God didn't give up on me. I'm glad there's some folks that didn't give up on me. Amen. I'm glad as a little old mean toe-headed boy, just about as mean as you could get, I'm glad Miss Myrtle didn't give up on me. Amen. Miss Myrtle loved me. Praise God. She took care of me just like I was one of her own. She'd call me up on the phone and she'd say, hey, said, could you come down here and help me a minute? I said, yes, Miss Myrtle. And she'd ask Mom, she said, well, let me talk to your mother. And she'd say, Betty, said, can Jeff come down? She said, I need him to help me a little while. Amen. And Mom said, yeah. I said, sure. So I'd jump on my bicycle and I'd go flying down there. And she'd say, have some little old something another maybe to do. And she said, Mayne Reed, what I really called you for is I made some fresh peanut butter fudge. Amen. And she said, I know how you like that. Amen. But you know what she'd do? While I was sitting there eating that fudge, thinking about how good that peanut butter fudge was, she'd tell me, Miss Marcia, she'd tell me how good Jesus was. Oh, she said, tell me how much. She said, you boy, they ain't that good. Ain't sweet. Don't you love that? She said, but you don't love that as much as Jesus loves you. And boy, glory be to God. God stirred my heart. He put that in me. I know that Jesus loves me. Amen. Why? Because Miss Myrtle told me so. Amen. She said, Jesus loves you, and I do too. She showed it to me. You know what? I look back on that, Brother Chris, my life. You know what that was? That was times of refreshing. Amen. Times of refreshing from the Lord. Amen. Paul says he often refreshed me. He says in verse 18, Lord, grant him unto him that he might find mercy of the Lord in that day. In how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus. Paul said he was often refreshing me. Amen. He said, when Onesiphorus was often coming by and encouraged me and lifting me up and giving me the good word. And telling me, praise God, Paul, don't worry about it. Just a little further. It'd be all right. Amen. Just a little ways and everything will be okay. He said he often refreshed me. I wonder, how much refreshing are we doing in the life we live? Are we being a refreshment, a refresher to somebody? Amen. See, in order to do that, we have to put forth the effort. Amen. We have to put forth the effort, just like Onesiphorus did. We have to do it in earnest, in the power of God, to encourage and to lift up. People ask me all the time, I say, why do you do what you do? I said, because I love God. And I want to pass it out. I want to be a refresher and refresh people Encourage people in the Lord that they might be encouraged. Amen. That's what I'm about. He said, are often refreshed. He said, one Nephi often refreshed him in the Lord. Time to time, one Nephi would show up and he carried about him a holy presence, an atmosphere of heaven. Amen. I wonder what kind of atmosphere you have in your life. What kind of atmosphere goes with you where you go? Whether it be down to the schoolhouse or the hospital or the jailhouse or wherever you go. What kind of atmosphere do you take with you? Amen. You ought to take an atmosphere of refreshing from the Lord. Because the atmosphere of refreshing from the Lord, praise God, it'll get you further than anything else will. And it'll help you be an encouragement to each other. There's enough discouragement in this world to go around 10 times. But praise God, he said one this for us. Said he often refreshed me. Amen. Often. Come on purpose to where I was and encourage my heart. I'm going to ask you a question. How often do you go to somebody on purpose with the whole idea of just being an encouragement? Don't do it nowhere near enough, do we? God help us. We're not the encouragement like we need to be. But we can be. Amen. If we'll do it with diligence, if we'll do it with earnestness, the power of the Lord, seek out somebody and encourage them. Amen. Every one of us knows somebody that's discouraged. Amen. Everybody knows somebody, maybe somebody, people you work with. Just settle it in your mind, praise God, that you want to be a oneiferous. Amen. And you want to be an encouragement, that you want to be someone that would refresh those people around you. Just like I told them youngins last Sunday in Sunday school, you can change your environment. Amen. You can change it, praise God, by just being a refresher, being someone that Paul said, telling Timothy, he said, just stir yourself up, praise God. He said, just get fresh and be a refresher. Amen. Realizing what you've got, and it all comes from God. Amen. Listen, my youngins, if you're saved, if you've been born again, You've got power from on high. You've got help from heaven. And amen, God will help you. He's refreshed you. He's give you all that you need to refresh someone else. And we need to be the kind of people that will often refresh those around us. Amen. To be an encouragement. Amen. To have good persuasion. To show that love. The refreshing from the Lord that we need in the day and hour we live. I tell you, you get to doing that, we get to doing that, everybody gets to doing that, and the next thing you know what breaks out? Holy Ghost revival. It started in your house, in my house, and it'll end up in God's house. Amen? And we'll get refreshing from often refreshing. Amen? Lots of refreshing from the Lord God of glory. Amen? Praise God. When we seek it diligently. One difference, these 2 times, the only place he was ever mentioned in the Bible. But guess what he was mentioned doing? What he was doing? He was refreshing. He was lifting up. He was encouraging. He was edifying. Old Saul of Tarsus, amen. That Paul, that old apostle, he was lifting him up and said, son, just press on a little farther. Amen. Praise God. That's what we ought to be doing tonight, just encouraging. So, amen. Refreshing often all those around us. How do we do that tonight? How do you do that tonight? By getting refreshing within you. That freshness from God. Amen. Having a teachable spirit and allowing God just to move in our hearts and get us to a place where we want to just encourage somebody else. You ought to try it. It works. Amen. It works. And as you're doing it, you'll begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And it just gets better and better and bigger and bigger. Praise God, and before long, amen, it's just a part of who you are. And you can't get enough, amen. Praise God, just love people and love on people and help people and just keep on for the Lord. Amen. Paul said, he oft refreshed me. Often, amen. Just when I needed it the most. Amen. There's somebody out there that needs refreshing from the Lord. And you may be the only person that they'll meet that can give them that refreshing. Amen. It may be some of my people. I've got lost folks that's lost, and I've tried to talk to them. They won't listen to me. But they might listen to you. Amen. They might listen to you. you might be the very person that can give them refreshing from the Lord. Amen.